part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 73, part one.
73, part one, John. And we got a lot to cover.
What? We do?
Yeah, we got.
I'm really tired.
We got comments. We had a gig. God and Satan might show up. It's the Halloween special. We have science news where I brought in an audio clip, John. The first time in science news history. And I guarantee that everyone will be blown away by my audio clip from science news.
Really?
I don't know if we'll get to that in part one or part two. I'm just not sure.
Wow.
And then, of course, we got more the W.
Yeah. Well,
the W.
You can never run out of
Can't run out of the W.
W. Wow.
Just a little technical thing. I got a lot of mid-range. Where's my lows?
What
you know
do you
what
mean?
I'm saying? Well, I don't know. We were doing some adjustments
mid-range
before we went on, and then I sound completely different. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a little nasally or something.
I don't know. What do you mean? You're brighter?
I'm brighter, and I'm the low tone. You know, my gonads are gone, John.
Yeah.
From the bullocks. My normal pipes, you know, the good the good radio
pipes that
I have.
How's
that? That's getting better. Yeah, that's
How's
warming
that?
Up.
Okay.
That's warming up. That's why you're producer of the year.
How do you like that?
Nice.
Little EQ.
Little EQ.
I think the kids were down here fucking
it's out
my
of
stuff, man. That's what happens, you know.
Got to put it like a do not enter with skull and crossbones on that door.
I do. They just laugh at my shit, you know. They booby trap my stuff.
So, yeah, both John and I are kind of exhausted, and we'll talk about that when we discuss the gig and then
Holy
what we did
Christ.
Today. But before we get to the gig, let's start off, you know, last episode.
Yeah.
Oh. That's kind of scary.
What? I don't hear anything. What are you talking about?
Now,
dude?
Last episode, we've had stupid moments before in the history of TTN.
Yeah.
You have 73 episodes, you're going to have some stupidity, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Coming from the hosts of the show. Now, last week's stupidity was so stupendous, John. Stupendous stupidity. I decided to go back and compare it with some stupid moments in TTN history.
Yeah.
So let's...
TTN history.
Before we get to
an anthology.
I am going to declare last week's stupid the most stupid of TTN yet. But to fully comprehend how stupid that is, we need to pull stupidity from earlier shows.
Okay.
And listen to those. So let's start out with a stupid clip one.
Stupid number one.
And here we go.
Here we go.
The cornerstone of democracy is the separation of church and state.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to start that off right from the bat.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Is that even an expression? Start that off right from the bat?
Right.
What am I trying to say?
Start that.
At the bat, when you're at bat, start
no.
it off.
What? I don't think bat has any bat.
Right from the bat. At the bat.
At the bat. Start that from the bat. Start that
at
from the beginning.
Right
How about
the,
that?
Start it right at the beginning. Yeah, that's
at
what
the
I
bat.
Meant.
Right.
Off I don't know what that expression is.
All right, so that's
man.
Did
you hear the
air
conditioner in the background?
That
Remember
was when
those
we were
days?
In the band studio. Yeah. Either the air conditioner or the fan. So that was probably one of our first stupid moments.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and listen to the second stupid moment.
All right.
Fought off her father for a frantic 15 minutes. She ran from room to room in her family home on Saturday afternoon until he cornered her in a dingy bathroom, held her over the tub.
Did you say dingy bathroom?
I did say dingy. Hey, come on, this is serious.
I remember that.
So more stupidity.
Yeah.
Play two more clips, and then we're going to get to the stupidest moment in TTN history.
No, it can't be.
Yes.
Yeah?
So far. I mean, I'm not saying that at some point we may exceed the stupidity.
Okay. What do we got next? Number three?
Number three.
Number three. Here it is.
Perpetually indignant, Dr. McCoy cautions Kirk.
Caution Kirk.
Don't let her touch your wand, Jim. Or you lose all your power. On a very rare occasion,
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Kirk seems to find love, his partners quickly die off. After one of his lovers have his croak, Kirk's Adonis. Kirk admonishes.
You dyslexic fuck. What are you saying?
I'm just like to tell you.
What's amazing about that clip is you're hearing somebody actually learning.
A word.
It starts out stupid, and then I actually learned the word, how to read the word. Admonishes. Which I guess I've never read in my life previous to that.
Admonishes.
But the light bulb at some point goes off. All right, one more clip, and then we'll get to the stupidest clip of all.
But what happened to the commander figure of yore? The heroic. Heroic leader.
Heroic.
I'm just like the W.
Again, I had an opportunity to learn, and John helped me out there. And that's what this show's all about. It's about learning.
Right.
Okay? It's an educational show.
Educational nonsense.
So you have displayed stupidity, and then an education takes place. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen with the W. Maybe you should start listening to our show. All right, now we need like a drum roll or something, because this is the stupidest moment in TTN history.
I don't have one lined up, man. You know, there's something to say about, for having...
Planning?
Like, yeah, a little planning.
Again, more stupidity. Nobody plans to fail, John. They fail to plan.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks. That's great.
All right, let's hear it.
Here it is. This is the stupidest ever in TTN history. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Here we go.
It says tongue piercing caused extreme pain in a teenager. They had to do a study to figure that out. I think that would hurt.
Come on.
Don't you?
Yeah, right.
The practice was previously caused brain abscess, heart infection, tetanus. What's tetanus?
Tetanus, you idiot.
Sure. T-E-T, anus, tetanus. Again, another learning opportunity for me. Tetanus, John. Tetanus.
Tetanus. It's lockjaw.
Not tetanus.
Tetanus. The way you said it, too. You know, if I didn't know any better, I would have just let that go right by the way you said. And tetanus. Oh, wow. You can get tetanus from that?
Tetanus. What is that? Your sphincter gets inflamed?
It gets tightened up.
Tetanus.
Lockjaw of the anus.
Oh.
Did I tell you what happened to me when I was listening to that?
No.
I pulled down my street, and I think it was raining pretty good. And that part comes up, and I almost rear-ended a sheriff's police car. Because I laugh so hard, you know, it's like you sneeze while you're driving, you close your eyes for a second. I did that. And I'm like, whoa. Almost hit him.
Was he in the car?
Yeah.
Did he observe your erratic driving?
No. No, because he was on the left side of the road. On my street, there's cars parked on the right, and I didn't see him. And I came right up on him, and then I was like, "Bert!" Hit the brakes, went around him. Then I noticed him turn his lights on. So I figured he was leaving. He sat there for another half hour in front of somebody's house. So I don't know what the hell he was doing. Banging some Sancho's wife or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be one of the funniest clips I've ever heard in my life. Entertainous.
All right. Now, yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, last night.
Yeah.
We had, I think it was our fourth gig of the year.
Yeah.
And it was at the Wabash Tap.
Right. Back and at the Wabash.
My cousin works there. He's a bartender manager. So he... We emailed him, I don't know, 6 weeks ago. Hey, man, you got any open dates? And he said, sure. So we picked the 28th. And it's you don't hear that?
I don't hear anything.
It's kind of spooky here on the Halloween special.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So Rick's gone for a week.
Yeah.
Before the gig. He's going to be in Disney World.
Right.
And he was in Disney World.
Right.
And so John and I are trying to figure out, well, how do we get equipment without Rick's truck? There's all these logistic problems with the... You had the van had to be painted up, potentially.
Yeah.
My truck was going to be used to cart a family to some pumpkin thing. So my truck was unavailable. Your van was unavailable. But fortunately, Rick came back early.
Yeah. Well, and, ideally, though... we have the right size vehicles to handle all of our own equipment. It's the PA that's the killer.
Yeah.
Because the subwoofers and the fucking, you know.
The amps weigh like 500 pounds.
Oh, my God. And I hurt myself yesterday.
A couple of times.
My back is, oh, yeah. My pinky is like really, it's solid. You know, when it starts to swell and fill up with blood or something, it gets kind of hard.
Because John was moving a big cabinet around, and he caught his pinky between the cabinet and a wall.
Yeah, it was a cinder block wall. Did you see Rick jump up and, like, cover his ears? Oh, I heard it! I heard it! Yeah. I heard it, too. I thought I popped it. I didn't even want to look at it. It hurt so bad.
But we were talking about, no wonder bands... our age don't exist anymore because there's so much other crap going on that you can't line this stuff up. And fortunately, there's only three of us. So it's kind of easy to set a gig up. But if there were five of us, let's say we had two other issues to work around.
Right.
So somehow we managed to make it down to the Wabash Tap on Saturday. So the deal is you play from 10 to 1 with a couple of breaks.
Right.
So... I tried to get there as early as I could. I left my house at 7:15, hoping I'd be there by 8. I got there at 7:30. That was kind of sweet.
Wow, yeah. Me too. 10 after 7. I was there at like 7:30, drove around the block 60 times. And we used to come in through the back. But I went back there and there's all these dudes going through the garbage and shit. Oh. And I'm like, yeah, I see a guy pull something out, you know, and I go back around and go down the alley again, and he's walking up the alley now towards me, eating whatever he took out of the garbage.
I didn't know this, but that's probably why they have the big sign on the back door. No matter what you do, do not open this door.
Yeah.
Yes, because the stage used to be in back, but they got rid of the stage, and now you move up front.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like playing in a window front with your back to the window.
Right.
So while we're loading up, getting ready, we got together Saturday around 2 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah.
To load up. I get a call from my cousin. He's like, yeah, I just want to let you know. Hey, well, first of all, are you still coming? Are you still going to be here? Yeah, we're loading up right now. We're planning on coming in. Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm not going to be here. But you're all set up. You're all taken care of. Everything's worked out.
Yeah.
Because he had to do some
some stuff, but I think it was bullshit. I mean, who meets on
a Saturday night?
Yeah, on the Halloween Saturday night.
Right.
So obviously he had a Halloween party to go to.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to blow some smoke up my ass like I'm stupid or something. It's not proven on those previous clips. Because stupid is, John, as stupid does. It doesn't learn. It doesn't have the capacity to learn like I do. All right?
Right.
Yeah, so he gave me some crap about he's got a meeting for work, but he was probably going to some Halloween party. So when we get there, when I walked in the
door,
in the door.
And you had some tetanus.
I was getting this attitude like, oh, shit, the musicians are here.
You're right.
Yeah, the supposed musicians are here. Great.
The band.
Yeah, let's drop everything because the band is here. The guy asked me for my ID. I'm carrying a bass. I'm like, I'm in the band. You're in the band? Yeah, I'm in the band.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's your costume. Let's see your ID, asshole.
All right, well, we got rid of the stage, so you got to set up in front. Oh, great, okay. So then I go up to the bar, and there's one of the girl bartenders I recognized from the last time we played.
You're right.
And she actually liked us. She said, wow, you guys were great. You're really good. Doesn't recognize me at all, you know, because I do morph and have different looks. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
And then I find out that she's not even going to be there. She's leaving, too. So we don't know any of the staff, and they're treating us. I felt like they were treating us like shit, like total shit.
Another fucking band.
Especially that bartender. The place started filling up. They have one bartender. The guy's working his ass off. And then I ask for a damn drink, and it's like how dare I ask for a drink? Can't you say I have real customers to serve here?
Not you fucking band.
Not
freaks.
A fucking musician.
Yeah.
So, right off the bat, and did you have the same experience?
Oh, right off the bat. You did it okay.
Thank you, John. See, I learn. Did you have the same experience?
Well, yeah. I walk in, and I notice the stage is completely empty. I go up there and check out the outlet situation, which there wasn't many. Luckily, we brought a whole bunch of extension cords, and you fucked up one of mine.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Let me, I'll order you something online and I'll ship it.
No, it's good, man. It's fine. It's pretty, it's been beat up anyway. But anyway, so I walk into looking around, what's going on. You give me the rundown, what the drill is. And we take the look, walk around, say, okay, well, let's start bringing some stuff in or whatever. And as I say that, the guy starts setting tables up on the stage.
Yeah, well, when I showed up, they had tables set up. And then the band's here, let's get the tables out of there. So they get the tables out of there. And this manager or bartender's like, no, put tables back there. Put them back.
Yeah.
So they put them back. So we get half of our, not even half of our shit. It was your drums and some other stuff, miscellaneous stuff. And they put tables back immediately. A group of people goes and sits down and orders fucking food. It's like, oh, geez, not one of these nights again.
Yeah.
So we're already peeved because the staff is like treating us like we have the fucking plague.
Yeah.
And then they go and set up tables. So now we just we sit back. We wait for Rick. Rick pulls up. He gets the space
right in front. Well, what the fuck? In the second he gets there. But it took him like an hour and a half to get there, which is, it's only a 20-minute ride. Maybe 40 for him. But he took the longer route on the Kennedy, starting way back by Arlington Heights Road. And there's that one toll booth. And everybody was, you know, they're all rookies that night. Didn't know how to use their iPass, you know.
Right.
So they fucked up the whole thing. And I call him. I said, where are you? He's like, yeah, I'm on the Kennedy. Everything's good. I go, well, straight, smooth sailing. I'm almost there already. And he says, yeah, I'm cruising along too. And then 5 minutes later, I get a call. What happened? I'm at a dead standstill, not moving. And they're saying on the radio all the way to River Road, it's fucked up.
Ugh.
So he was in that, and he literally drove, I think, 20 feet in 11 minutes, he had told me.
Oh, that would drive me insane. Well, that's why I left at 7:15. I thought at least 45 minutes, and it took me 15. There was no traffic for me. That's because everybody was stuck a 90 trying to get through a toll booth.
So he finally gets there, and when he does, he walks in. I'm thinking, you know, he's going to come unglued because he hates waiting. Mm-hmm. Waiting drives him nuts because he knows that it means the setup is going to take longer. And since we've only played like 4 gigs all year.
Right. It's not something we do every weekend.
We have no practice at it, you know. And he's got such bad eyesight. And he refuses to get glasses.
Rick does?
Yeah, he can't read anything, man.
But he won't get glasses.
He won't get glasses, so I got to go and check, you know.
Why won't he get glasses?
He says it's not that bad yet, but he'll hand me stuff. Can you read that?
This is a guy coming from who had an angioplasty. Oh, yeah, the heart's not that bad yet. It's not that bad.
So, yeah, he can't read the small print and stuff. So when we're back there, I noticed instead of plugging the monitors in, he plugged the monitors from the mono main out. Not monitor, but mono. So I had to fix that. I didn't say anything.
Well, hold on. Now, before we even get to that, so we're sitting around holding our dicks, drinking beers, waiting for them to clear these people out, and they want us to start at 10. So I go over, I don't know, this kid looked like he's 18 years old, the backwards cap.
Yeah.
At 9:30. Hey, if you want any chance of us starting at 10, you need to get rid of them. So what does he do? He runs out to talk to the doorman who's outside. And what does the doorman do? He doesn't know what to do. He goes and talks to the bartender, manager, and the manager's like, no, 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. You know, if they don't...
15 more fucking minutes.
And I wanted to leave right then. I'm like, fuck this. I mean...
That's what you said. I go, should we just start loading? No. 15 minutes, it doesn't happen, we're out of here.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, if 9:45, if those motherfuckers aren't out of those tables, we're just leaving. We're fucking leaving. Fuck this.
Fuck this,
man. If we're 18, 22, hungry, yeah, we'll stick around.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this shit. So, And I was surprised.
We got kids.
At 9:45, they walked over. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I'm paraphrasing, of course. It looked like they said something
like
that.
That's what they said to the people.
Like the building was on fire or something, because they all got up and...
Yeah, you guys got to leave now.
Motored away. So the second that happened, Martin Hitzman, bonk, Phil showed up, Special Ed was there, and they all pitched in and bringing shit in, helping us unload. And then we started our setup. So we started at 9:45. We finished in about an hour, right?
Yeah.
So at 10:45, we're ready to go. And then we played like a song, a little bit of a song, did a little sound check, and everything was jacked up.
People cover their ears.
Cover their ears.
Rick going, I go, the monitors. It's not the monitors.
So we shut everything down, and then it becomes this thing.
Check, check.
Yeah,
check,
you got to do the check thing.
Check. Dude, I told you to check the mic. Check it.
Check.
Check. No, and then you walk away. No, keep checking it.
Yeah, check, check. And then the audience, one chick's like, yeah, it works! Let's hear you sing!
Like they're
turning on us. So I'm thinking, this is going to go down in history as one of the shittiest gigs ever. Because we got all this shit we just talked about. Now we got these PA issues. Now we got the audience turning on us.
Yeah.
I think one of the things
But you forgot the one thing that I thought was going to wreck the whole night. Rick starts bleeding from his left middle finger. Like gushing blood, like squirting blood.
And the reason he does that is because when he was on vacation, he went out into the ocean and he saw a crab or something.
Yeah.
And tried to pick it up so he could show his kids. And the thing sliced his middle finger. Yeah.
Like, I mean, a big, like, half moon slice. So, like, if he was sliding on one of the strings, it would go right in it. You know, if he's so playing a chord. And
the middle finger on his, what would you call it? Not his picking hand. What are they? Is there a name for the other hand, John?
The fingering hand.
The fingering hand.
Yeah, the fingering
hand.
So
he was telling us, yeah, I'm going to super glue it. It'll be all right. Did he ever do that? Did he super glue it?
No, he goes over by the doorman guy, and he says, hey, man, do you have any access behind the bar? The guy's like, yeah, no, no. Just kind of doesn't, you know, pay him any mind.
You're with the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fuck no.
So then Rick holds his finger up, and it's all bloody. Oh, holy shit. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. And he runs back there and pulls out all these napkins and Band-Aids, and Rick just put a Band-Aid on it. So that's what happened just before we went out.
Oh, he played with a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
He never did do the super glue thing.
No, he cranked that sucker on there real tight.
Another thing that was exciting for me about this gig is we finally got him to kind of call the songs.
Yeah.
So we were down to 60 songs, and then
instead of the usual 200.
Yeah, 200, and he's just going to start playing something, and we got to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
And then I almost think he had a set list going, but that didn't happen. But for the second set, he actually sat down with me, and we wrote songs out.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
We didn't follow the order or anything,
no, not
but
at all.
We wrote the songs out. And the thing that I am having some influence because he'll stop and turn around, and there is this moment where he's like, well, what should we play next? And I just shouting songs out.
Yeah.
And sometimes he does it. Sometimes he's like, yeah, fuck that. But the one in the second set, I kept shouting out, vertigo, vertigo,
vertigo, vertigo, vertigo, vertigo, vertigo, vertigo, vertigo, vertigo, vertigo.
So he blew me off like four or five times, and then he finally played it.
Yeah.
So I do have some influence now. Okay, so we get the sound issues worked out, and now it's like 11:15, and we're supposed to start at 11. So we don't even have time to change into costume, John.
Right, costume.
And we just start playing. We played, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
About an hour and a half straight?
Something like that, yeah. Straight through.
And
hardcore.
It was really, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn, John.
Yeah.
Or our own horns.
Right.
But I have never seen the turnaround like that before. That crowd was ready to lynch us.
Yeah.
And
and they just came and
within 10 or 15 minutes, it was like the greatest thing they've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
And there were people dancing, and that one girl, I think she got them going.
Yeah. Beth saw a woman's breast.
Really?
Yeah. It popped right out of her shirt.
Wow. Which She's... one? Spider-Woman?
No. No. That was pretty funny. No, some other chick was sitting by the bar, and Marty started talking to her and stuff, and they were making bets on when her tit was going to pop out, and Beth said they turned, the guys turned around, and she turned the other way, and all of a sudden, boop, it popped out. Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, and some we've played there before, and let's say there was 200 people there.
Yeah.
After the first set, there was maybe 100.
Yeah.
Right. This time there's maybe 75 when we start.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because we were playing in the window or what. I did see a lot of people leave and get on their cell phones. I don't know if they were calling and
like,
saying,
dude,
hey, you gotta check
gotta
this out.
No, fucking A.
But we packed them in and everybody had a fucking great time.
Yeah.
And what I thought was going to be the worst gig in history turned out to be one of the best times I've ever had. One of the best sounds we've ever had. And the 2 years that I, almost 2 years that I've been in the band, probably the best we've played.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
I don't know what is that.
It's like a ghost or something. It's the Halloween special.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a good gig. And then, of course, we got dressed up.
All right, right. Between the first and second set, we donned our costumes, John.
Yeah.
And
Rick, I couldn't believe Rick actually bought a nerd kit.
A nerd kit. What comes in a nerd kit?
You didn't
kit?
See that? You no. didn't see the getup he had? It was in a bag.
That was in a bag?
It was backboarded, and it cost him like $10. That whole thing.
Oh, I thought he just had those clothes. He put that stuff together.
No, well, the shirt. But it came with a bow tie, the black rim glasses with the tape on the middle.
He had the Mickey Mouse hat from Disney World.
It was from Disney World.
He had a pocket inhaler
protector
from his kids.
So the kit for $10 was like a pocket protector, a bow tie, and the glasses. You just buy it off the shelf. We're sitting there trying to fix our own glasses to look like they're broken. And, of course, I had my teeth.
Yeah,
those are some pretty awesome teeth, aren't they?
And you had the skulls, the lighted skull necklace.
Lighting skull necklace going.
Oh, and then, so the one girl gets up to dance, and with the red sweater.
Right.
So she gets up to dance, and that was distracting me for a while. So I'm going to ignore her. So I ignored her. So then between the first and second set, Rick's up at the bar talking to her.
Yeah.
And I run over there. I'm kind of kind of slow. And I don't realize this is happening, and I start bugging him about the second set. What's the second set? What songs are we going to do?
Oh, that's what he meant by cock-blocked me. He's got to fucking cock-block
me.
Dude,
man, you're cock-blocking me. Well, I'm like, what are you talking about? And I turn around and she's behind me. Oh, sorry, dude.
I have tetanus.
I have tetanus. Yeah, so he wasn't too happy about that.
Well, you know, I forgot to invite Amber and Professor Tom and everybody to the... I didn't think it was going to happen.
Why not? Because you didn't think Rick would make it back?
No, I didn't think he was going to make it back because the last time the family van went anywhere, the transmission blew and the luggage rack flew off the top of the car and all the fucking clothes were all over the highway and... And they spent a bunch of nights in a hotel in some town in Arkansas or something. So I didn't think they were going to make it back. And then he called me, and he was like, you know, a couple hours out of Chicago on Friday night. So,
and it, we just had the time change, and if it wasn't for that, I don't think we'd be podcasting right now. If we didn't get that extra hour.
Extra hour.
Extra hour of sleep. Or extra hour to do whatever we needed to do.
Oh, right.
Because I got home at on adjusted time at 3:15. I was asleep by 3:30.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was up at 9 o'clock, maybe.
I didn't get to bed till I think 5. Maybe it was 4. I don't know. I remember seeing 5, but I don't remember if it was my watch or my atomic clock. But yeah, then 8:30 I woke up because the sun just hits that angle, you know, right on your eyelids from the,
right.
You know, the window.
Oh, so what I want to do is I want to try to figure out when Andy or my cousin doesn't answer his phone, call him and say, hey, just want to know, you know, what kind of feedback he got. And then right. when he calls me back, I won't answer. He'll leave a message and then we can play that, next show. If everything works out well.
Yeah. Well, here, let me read some comments, all right? Real quick.
All right, man.
This is off of MySpace from Ariella Elantari Pickles. I still listen, guys. Wink. Because the comment I made, nobody listens to us anymore.
Nobody does listen
to
us.
So she says she still listens.
Nobody does listen.
Tom.
Jason and...
Right.
Yeah, they listen.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Tom says, hey, guys, who's admin on your forums now? Because I signed up the other day, and I still haven't been accepted by the admin yet. So we haven't given that over to Spenny yet, right?
Well, that's right. And the other thing about that is there's at least 100 bogus users out there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can't tell them apart. Tom needs to give us, he needs to send us an email and give us his username on the forum. And then we can activate it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like you said, we can turn it over to Spenny as well.
He could send us a message through MySpace.
Yeah. And say, hey, here's my username.
Yeah.
You smack tards.
There you go.
Now turn me on.
This one's called The Bus. The guy is The Bus.
The Bus.
I'm catching up on the last 10 episodes. You guys are fucking hilarious. Keep up the good work. A.K.A. Mad Dog Mike.
Mad Dog Mike.
Remember Mad Dog Mike?
I remember Mad Dog. I
haven't heard from him in a while.
He's catching up.
I got a message from Gwyneth. Gwyneth says, hello, members of Total Talk Nonsense. You've probably already been contacted by Amber Lee. You remember Amber Lee, Scott?
Of course I do.
That hot chick with the pink hair we met down at the Ginger Man.
The punky and Total Talk Nonsense fan.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if Pauly B's gotten her the chocolate chip or whatever the hell. Chocolate flakes? She requested something, and he said he was going to set her up, and... A couple of shows ago,
Pauly B doesn't come through with jack shit.
He said, yeah, I still haven't gotten Amber that stuff. I wonder if he's gotten it for her yet.
He says shit like, oh, I love your show. It's the best. And then you talk to him later. No, I never listen to that fucking show. I've never heard it in my life.
No, what?
I just say it to get on the fucking front page. Anyway, it says you've probably already been contacted by Amber Lee, who has told you how to book a slot for your band in our festival. If you still haven't enrolled, I'd like to help you because the time to do it is now. All you need to do is register your band, and I'll call you back right away.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about this because this is why. We still have a few slots available at some of the best venues in 57 cities across the country, and I was thinking that this may be a good opportunity for Total Talk Nonsense to perform live. Okay, apparently she doesn't know that we are a band, but because we say
that... We are
that,
a band.
She thinks that we are a band as Total Talk Nonsense, not as a Kangaroo Court. So we're gonna have to define that a little better. Anyway,
right.
She gives
me a number.
But
we don't have to play in every city, right? We just...
Well, I wanted to talk about it, and if that's the case, I'll give her a call and... We'll see what we can do.
Set something up, man.
Abby Scott's. So nice. Thanks, Abby. We'll check that out.
Well, I got an email. You got anything else?
No.
We'll close out with this email.
All right.
I don't know if you know this, but John Mayer is a fan of ours.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Oh, he's nailing Jessica Simpson, isn't he?
I love him.
Yeah. There he was?
Yeah.
He says, hey, I always listen to your show. But this week, I've been working at home, I guess maybe from the studio or whatever.
Writing another song.
So I can actually mail you guys when I have a thought about your show. By the way, if this is like spam to you guys, say the word. Of course, it's not like spam. Spam is, hey, do you want a bigger cock? That's spam. This isn't like spam.
That's not spam to me.
So he says he got inspired by the heavy metal episode. I'm paraphrasing here. The heavy metal episode when we bash the Republicans, but it's really not Republicans. If Democrats were stupid, we'd bash them too, but Republicans seem to have the lead in stupidity.
My opinion, yes.
Okay, now to the guts. I was thinking that you guys should probably tell your audience how they can be more active in voting and in the anti-Bush movement, possibly a place where they can sign petitions, protest, or even you could give them out email addresses of senators who they can voice their complaints to. And he spells it senators, so he is a listener.
Oh, that's good.
You
could
have all this info
trivia
on your site, I guess. Anyway, I'm just taking a 5-minute break and thought I'd send another suggestion. Possibly a pain in the ass, Johnny in Japan. So he must be touring in Japan.
Right.
Not a pain in the ass at all. Not at all. We appreciate the listener feedback, but about the getting people more active in voting, yeah, I can really give a rat's ass about that.
Yeah.
I exercise my vote. I can care. I could not care less if you don't exercise your vote. If nobody else voted and John and I were the only people who voted, that would be fine with me. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not taking the time to tell people how to register to vote. MTV can do that shit.
Yeah.
We just say it like it is.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't inspire you to get off your fucking ass and vote, then, you know, I don't know what else does.
Yeah, don't complain.
I barely have enough time to update our website when we have a new show, John. Like, I'm going to go out and put anti-Bush movement right. shit on there.
Then they find us and shoot us.
Right. Oh, and we'll get to that news in part three.
All right.
They can do that now, John. And they can declare martial law. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome.
It's fucking great.
All right, well, we'll take this to part two.
How do we do on time?
We're doing good.
Nice.
We're at 40.
Oh,
so right. much for 30 minutes.
All right, well, it's a habit.
Yeah. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Right.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.